Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church together, hallelujah, and we came today to gather together in his name, hallelujah. He said, if two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst, and we thank him for being in the midst today. Welcome, everyone. Here's Pastor Mom, our senior pastor, hallelujah, who's going to open us up with prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning, just thanking you, Lord, for just being with us, Lord. God, I just give you all the good praise that you've been to us, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Lead us in the hollow of our own hand. You know we can't get along without you. We need you all the way, Lord. We thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we go to our president and ask him to be good to us and to pray over us, Lord. And we just thank you. And we praise your holy name.
Praise
we
you, Lord,
give
God.
You all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go on to our scriptures for today. We'll start with our Psalm 95. Praise the Lord. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. And then we're going to just take a moment and tell God who he is. Hallelujah. As we magnify him, we're going to tell him who he is. And you'll get a chance to do that, to press your number one key, and just tell the Lord who he is. Praise God to you. Amen. And we know we can't, we're just going to say one thing, and he's so much to us. Hallelujah. So we're not going to halfway cover it. We're just going to say what we need to say this morning. Praise God. Amen. So let's go to our Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We're reading from the King James Version, and let's read together. Let's read. Oh, come.
Oh, come.
Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, hallelujah, great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So we'll start with Pastor Mom. You guys, pressure number one key. If you'd like to get in on this, just say who the Lord is. You could just say one statement of who the Lord is to you.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen, amen. And I say the Lord is he is the Lord Most High. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for pressing your number one key. We'll open a line for Pastor Price. Who is the Lord to you?
He is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. Hallelujah. I think this is Dr. Lorraine. Who is he to you?
He's the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Well, glory to God, the joy and rejoicing of your heart. Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Lorraine. Good to see you this morning. Minister Rachel, who is the Lord to you? Hallelujah.
The Lord is my best friend.
Amen. Who is that?
My Gabrielle.
Oh, praise God, Gabrielle. He's your best friend. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Minister Rachel, you want to say who he is to you?
Helper. Huh?
Huh?
I was saying he's my almighty helper.
He's your almighty helper. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think this is Miss Maddie Ray. Praise God. Hi, Miss Maddie Ray. Who is he to
Hello.
You?
Thank
Hello.
You. The Lord is my salvation.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is my salvation. Well, we just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for all that's been said about the Lord this morning so far. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. You are this, and you are much, 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 much more than all of these in the name of Jesus. If we had 1,000 tongues, it would not be enough to say who you are, and it wouldn't be enough to praise you the way that you deserve to be praised. So glory to God. We just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name from everlasting to everlasting, you. And you alone are worthy.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. We see a few more people have come on. You still can get in on this. If you want to tell the Lord who he is, press your number one key quickly, and we'll get to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We don't want to leave you out this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Carrie, praise God.
Good morning. The Lord is
good morning.
Healer.
Tell the
Lord
who
is my
to you.
Okay. The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is your healer. Hallelujah. And we thank him for that. Thank you, Sister Carrie. Good to see you on this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord, hallelujah, he's our healer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessing to everlasting. You and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So now we're going to go on to our declarations. And we're going to make one big declaration this morning. The word of God says in Job 22 and 28, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Hallelujah. So when we declare this morning, some things are going to be established and some light's going to shine in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands what? Forever." Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, amen, when we declare when we make this declaration this morning, hallelujah, we know that some things are established, the light is shining even more upon our ways, and the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. So, repeat this after me. No weapon.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water.
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body. Every disease, germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. And these are declarations that the Lord has given to us. And he said, declare these things at the beginning of the year. And since then, I've heard prophets, you know, well-known prophets say this is a year of declaration. Hallelujah. And what we declare, we will see. Glory to God. What we declare, we will see. Hallelujah. And then later on, today is going to be a special day for us because Pastor Mom, hallelujah, Pastor Mom's birthday is this Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Her birthday is this Tuesday, and we're celebrating her today, and we want to declare some scripture over her today. So prepare yourself, you know, right where you are. Just look through your Bible. The Lord will give you a word to just prepare yourself that when we get to that portion of the service, we're going to declare the word of God over her. We usually do tag team preaching on the first Sunday, but we're going to do something a little different. And Pastor Price and I got together and was talking about it, and the Lord just laid this upon our heart. And I just said, "Ooh, that sounds good." So find a scripture that you can declare over Pastor Mom, knowing that when we declare and we decree a thing, it is established. Hallelujah. And we want some things to be established in Pastor Mom. We want even more light to shine upon her. And we know when we speak out over her, hallelujah, the word of God, it will stand forever. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go into some praise and worship time now. And then after that, we'll go into communion. So for communion, you can even prepare yourself, get your grape juice. If you don't have grape juice, get you some water. Jesus turned the water into wine. So get you some water, get you some bread or crackers, and we're going to have communion together today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord even right now. In honor of you, Miss Maddie Ray, who's on today, sometimes we have this song even when you're not here, and in my mind, this is your special song, and we're in agreement with your special song, and we love this song as well. So first, we're going to hear "God Has Smiled on Me." Praise God.
Set me free. God has smiled on me. Sure been good to me. He is the cause all my joy. Filled me with his love. Everything I need, ooh, he sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, God. God has smiled on me. He has said, "Be free."
Say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
Get you some bread or a cracker, and and we will pray over the communion elements, and then we'll have Pastor Mom begin to read, hallelujah, from 1 Corinthians 12. But we're going to pray real quick over the communion elements. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Whatever we have, Lord God, we bring it before you as a representation of your body and of your blood. And we thank you, Lord God, for setting it apart and sanctifying it for your use and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Mom?
For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he prayed it and said, take ye this in my body, which is broken for me.
For you.
For you. This do in remembrance of me.
Amen.
And I, the same manner also, have taken the cup. When he had seven said, this cup is a
New Testament
in my blood.
Blood.
Do ye drink? It is my members of me. Okay.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Hallelujah. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. And we're at 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 27 now. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we shall be chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry for one another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. So, Father God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we come together to partake of your body and of your blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that right now that we stop and examine ourselves, the things that we have done, the things that we have left undone, Lord God, the things that we have said, the things that we should have said, hallelujah, even the thoughts that are in our minds, those things that we've been thinking that we had no business thinking, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of those things right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we stand on your word in 1 John 1:9. It says that if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us of our sin and then to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we receive that from you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as we go into the communion today, we want to make sure that everyone is born again, because taking this communion and not being born again and not being, not having Christ in you, the hope of glory, could bring condemnation upon your life, and we don't want that. And the main thing, and he doesn't want that either, the main thing is that if you're here and you're listening right now, and if you're not born again, you have a desire in your heart for Jesus. Otherwise, you would not be listening right now. So you must believe in Jesus to be able, that you're listening right now. So we're going to just make sure everything is in order and in place to be able to take this wonderful communion this morning. And more than anything, make sure that you are born again. If your testimony is, oh, I've been in church all my life, my mother, my father saved, my grandfather's a pastor, what needs to happen is that you need to have a one-on-one relationship with the Lord. And it's only a prayer away. Praise God. And he wants you to do it. You're not here by accident or by incident, but this is your divine appointment with the Lord. So right now, hallelujah. First, I want to say the scriptures, and if you know these scriptures, say it with me, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God loves you. He knows everything about you. He knows what you did last night, what you're thinking about doing tonight, and everything in between. And he still loves you, hallelujah, and wants you to be saved. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth, say it with me if you know it, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So all you need is a heart and a mouth in order to be saved. Hallelujah. And you have a mouth and you have a heart. You have a heart that's after God. If you're listening to this right now, you do have a heart after God. Praise God, because there's so many other things that you could be listening to right now, even if it's today, which is August the 2nd, 2020, or if it's sometime in the future and you found yourself listening to this and you're still listening to it. Hallelujah. You have a desire for Jesus Christ. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. And those of you who are here on the line, if you've prayed the prayer of salvation before, that's it. You only need to pray it one time. But we would like for you to pray it again with us, and the reason why is this. This is a time where we need to be ready to lead people to Christ wherever we are, whether we're standing in that line at the grocery store with our mask on, or wherever we are, even with a mask on. Hallelujah. Somebody around you is going to need to be saved, and we all need to be ready to lead them to Jesus. It's a matter of eternal life and eternal death. Praise God. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, even for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. And we give God all the praise and all the glory. And we thank you, Lord God, for sealing them right now with your Holy Spirit. Fill them and seal them with your Holy Spirit and with power. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Let's go on to our communion. We've read the scripture. We've prayed over the communion. And so now we're going to take it. Hallelujah. So put your bread or your cracker in your hand. Now, hold on to that. And we'll all partake together. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. So take your bread or your cracker. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Take and eat it. Hallelujah. I'll give you a little chance to chew there. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And get your juice or your water, and let's drink it together. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Take it and drink it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just bless you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Many have said that communion is the meal that heals. So, Lord God, we thank you that your healing anointing is upon each and every one of us. We lift up Pastor Mom and her body, things that's been going on in her body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing, health, and wholeness. Lord God, each and every person that's on this line, whatever's going on in their body, whether it's breathing, hallelujah, any kind of breathing problems, we even lift up my brother-in-law, Pastor Joe, who's in the hospital right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that lungs are being opened right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that breathing is taking place, that the very breath of God is breathing into respiratory systems right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for that, Lord God. Anybody who's going through something with arthritis, we thank you, Lord God, that arthritis is a thing of the past right now in the name of Jesus, and that healing, health, and wholeness goes into their bones, muscles, joints right now. That thank you, Lord God, things that couldn't move before are moving right now. Full range of movement in the name of Jesus. Lifting up knees to you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Any kind of back pain, glory to God. The Lord is just showing me some things right now in Jesus' name, that healing is coming forth today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All in the sinus areas, we thank you, Lord God, that healing is coming forth today in the sinus areas. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. In any area that wasn't even called out, hallelujah, put your hand on it even right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And the Lord will meet you at the very point of your need and do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. And Lord God, we give you praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to go on with our finances today and really talk about our giving, tithes, and offerings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is doing great and awesome things right now with finances. Hallelujah. There's money that's been stored up for us that's being released even right now. In the name of Jesus, just being released. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we have to be in a place to be able to receive it. And how do we receive? We receive by giving. Hallelujah. In the world, in the natural, that doesn't even make sense. Huh? What? I have to give to receive? Yes. That's the order of God's things. That's how he does things. So he says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto your bosoms. So this is a place to give. Amen. And you just, we would like for you to give to East St. Louis Christian Center Church because we know that we're good seedbed. But there's a lot of good seedbed around. Amen. Make sure that you are giving at such a time as this. Don't miss out on receiving all that God has for you. Hallelujah. I mean, the Lord has even laid on my heart now that this is a good time to get a house. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he knows what he has prepared for us. And what's coming forth. And we just have to be in that position as givers to be able to receive. Now, at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, you can give three ways. One is via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. That's Cash App Talk for those who have Cash App. $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. So also the giving right now, if you'd like to give even to Pastor Mom for her birthday, you can also send it to ESLCCC and put a note on it and say, Pastor Mom's birthday. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if it's tithes or offerings, put that on there. If it's for Pastor Mom's birthday, just put that on at ESLCCC. Amen. You can also bring it to the door if you're in the Heritage House. There are those who've even come to the door yesterday bringing their tithes and offerings. So, amen. And we are at 2E. And also, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. And if you want it to be for Pastor Mom's birthday, put that in the memo section of it. Amen. But you can make the check payable to ESLCCC. Amen. And if you want to give it straight to Pastor Mom, her name is Willie B. McCoy. Praise God. The address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E. 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And you just, you know, send the mail to ESLCCC, and you can say care of Pastor McCoy or Apostle Kizzy. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And just like we had, the Lord started us with declarations at the beginning of the year. He's also been telling us about the prayer of finances. So we're going to do a little prayer of finances today. And then we're going to go on with our word. And let me, for those of you who just joined the line, today what we're going to do, we usually do tag team preaching on the first Sunday, but today we're going to speak a word over Pastor Mom, a scripture, you know, get you a scripture that will bless Pastor Mom. And we're going to go down the line, and I'm just going to open up one line after the next for everybody who's here. If you don't have anything, you don't have anything, and you just say, happy birthday, Pastor Mom, and we'll go on. But we're going to open a line one by one for each person. I'm going to tell you what your, if I know your name, I'll say your name. If I don't, I'll just say your phone number, part of your phone number. And so just be prepared for that. All right, if you have a scripture, whatever the scripture is, you know, the Lord, Pastor Mom, the Lord is your light and your salvation. You know, get a word and be prepared. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know all of you here can do that. Amen. And you want to. Let's pray, do our prayer for finances, and then we'll pray over our offerings. Some have already begun to send their the money, hallelujah, their tithes and offerings, and we praise God. We're going to pray over, do our prayer for finances, then we'll pray over the offering. So repeat this after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your
purpose.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money,
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious
about finances,
but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that
as I do,
I will have all I need. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that as we give, it shall be given back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that we'll have an overflow of what we give. We thank you for the tithers, Lord God. You said if we gave 10%, just trusted you and tested you on this, and gave 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that overflow in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, even overflow of a thousandfold blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to now do our, this is going to be our quote-unquote sermon for today. So everybody's coming with a scripture and blessing Pastor Mom. Now, for those who just joined the line, to let you know that Pastor Mom is on Tuesday is going to be 88 years young. Woo! Glory to God. 88 years young. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So in this time of COVID, we're going to shelter her right in the house because she is precious, precious, very precious to us. And, you know, in times past, we've gone to Hibachi Grill, Red Lobster. We're not doing that this year. But we're going to be at home, and she still wants something good for her birthday. She wants a crab boil for her birthday. Praise God. We'll make sure that she does have that. And then on her birthday, we're going to have a virtual birthday party. on Google Meets. So that's going to be on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So, but you guys get to have, you get to be with her today, which is really good. I think it's going to be a whole lot more people trying to say something on Tuesday than today. So you came at a good time to give Pastor Mom well wishes and to just bless her with a scripture. Just pray it over her this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I'm going to start with Pastor Catherine, because I know that she's in the middle of something, and then we'll go down a list. Pastor Catherine, I think this is you. Is this you, Pastor Catherine? Hello? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. Amen. I thought that was you. Pastor Catherine, if you're there, press your number one key. You may be on a different phone or something. So, okay, I'm just going to start and just go down the list. Praise God. We're going to start with Pastor Price. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Price. Glory to God. Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Good morning to everyone. Good morning, and thank you all, everyone who's been praying for Joe while he's in the hospital, and we just thank God for his continual recovery, and we're thanking God for recreated miracles and total recovery for him. Praise God. Now, Mom, happy blessed 88th birthday to you. Glory to God. The scripture that I have for you is Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and verse 10. Verse 10, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. They're very quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all there together. Verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 25 says, strength and honor are her clothing. She will rejoice in time to come. Verse 26 says, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. And verse 29 says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. God bless you, Mom, for being a wonderful, virtuous woman of God. In all ways, I thank God for you. Love you, Mom.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We're going to open a line for Dr. Lorraine. Welcome, Dr. Lorraine.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm going to read my scripture, but before that, I just want to take a moment to say happy birthday and thank you. I feel like instead of us speaking over you, you should be speaking over us. I am so grateful for your prayers. I know you pray all the time for a lot of people, and I'm glad I'm on that list. And I know you do, and I feel it, and I'm so grateful for that. And so I don't know that my scripture has to do with what will be. I think it's who you already are. I'm going to read out of Isaiah chapter 60 and just two verses, the first two verses. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, amen, and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God bless you and keep you for many more years.
Amen. And thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm receiving some of these words myself. Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Lorraine. Amen. Hallelujah. I think this is Sister McDowell. Hello. 534, area code 314-534. Your line is open. Make sure you take the mute off.
Okay, this is Maddie. Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, Miss Maddie, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had it earlier.
Okay,
Miss Maddie, I hear you.
All right. The first person took my scripture, but I want to say this.
That's okay.
Happy birthday, Sister McCoy. And it says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. And
all right. That's good.
I just say that's a blessing right there.
Thank you so much,
Maddie Ray.
Sister Maddie Ray, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Good to hear you on the line. And what a nice surprise.
You.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Mark, opening up your line.
Happy birthday, Mama. I love you so much. The scripture
thank
that
you.
I have is, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. That's Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and I love you. I love you, love you so much.
Amen. Love you too, Mama.
Okay, you sound like you're about to cry, Mama.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. You're about to say something, and I shut your line down. What were you saying, Pastor?
Oh, I said, if she ain't crying, I'm crying already for her.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Me too. Minister Rachel, opening up your line. Hallelujah.
Hi. I'd like to say happy birthday to my beautiful God grandma. And I have some scriptures, and I hope they all tie together. I'm in the book of Acts 20, but I'm going to I'm going to read verse 24, and then I'm going to read verse 26, and then I'm going to read what God told me to read. Something over in on the next page. It's probably 30. What is it? It's going to tie in, okay? Because this is something that the woman of God can say, because what she has done. See, on Acts 20, verse 24 says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And her life truly does show this and reflect this unto all who lived around her and what she said and how she just yielded unto the Lord so much. And verse 26 says, therefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, because she has the blood of Jesus all over her each and every day. And it says, I'll read it, Lord. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So I thank God for your sanctification in your life and all the tears you shed for praying and interceding for others. It was never in vain. And you are beautiful. God gave you double new beginnings, 88 years. It'll be this Tuesday on this eighth month and on the fourth day and the 20th year. God is going to shine through you even the more. Glory to God for my beautiful
Amen.
God.
Thank
you
so
I was going to be 35.
I love you for the hour of speaking. God bless you, too. Amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to open a line now for Sister Carrie.
Good morning.
Okay, I want to say happy birthday to you, Mom, Pastor Mom. And the verse that I have is Psalms 92:14. It said, "She will still bear fruit in her old age. She will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, 'The Lord is upright, and He is my rock.'"
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I love that. I love everything you said. Thank you so much.
Bear fruit in full age. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Sister McDowell. Welcome, Sister McDowell. You got your mute on? Okay. Amen. God bless you. All right. Area code 862-216.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy.
Hi.
Miss Marie. Hi, Emmy. Good morning.
Amen. Tell us who you are.
I'm Michaeline. I'm from New Jersey.
Michaeline. Amen.
Yes.
Minister Michaeline. Okay.
Amen. Happy
Amen.
Birthday, Pastor Mom. I just want to read Psalm 16:11. So no matter what age you are, Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So forevermore, Pastor Mom, he's going to show you fullness of joy. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Should I put you on the spot and see if you got that song today?
I always have a song.
Okay. All right.
All right. This is one that I feel not only for Pastor Mom, but the Lord is just showing us through all of this pandemic stuff that He is our strength. So I just want to sing that song. "You are my strength. Strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You're my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. In the power of your name, in the power of your grace, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my peace, peace like no other, peace like no other. Reach out to me, for in the power of your name, in the power of your grace, you lift me up."
Hallelujah.
"You lift me up, for in the power of your name, in the power of your grace, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reaches to me, it reaches to me, no matter where it reaches to me." Happy birthday, Pastor Mom.
Beautiful, beautiful. That was beautiful. I really love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate that. That's beautiful. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
my dear.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Minister Elaine. Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank
I love
you.
You so much.
Love
I'm
you
coming
too.
From. Yes. I'm coming, yes. You know, when I say I'm coming, I'll be around the corner soon.
All right.
Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. So my prayer for you, Pastor Mom, is that you will be continually overtaken by God's joy and peace as you continue to trust in him for the many years to come. Love you, Pastor Mom. Enjoy your day on Tuesday and every day in the Lord.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we see the Word of Faith office number here. We're going to open it again. Pastor Catherine, are you there? You have your mute on? Okay. Praise God. Amen. And then we see a number here, area code 757. We're going to open up your line. Tell us who you are, area code 757.
Good morning, Pastor Mom and Pastor Kizzy. This is Cynthia Crawford calling from Norfolk, Virginia, area code 757.
Okay.
And
thank you so much.
And I have two scriptures. I could give you all 66 books of the Bible because I know how well you love it. But I just want to say Psalms 90, verse 1, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. I feel you would say that. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And also Psalms 91 verse 16, with long life will I satisfy him or her and show her my salvation. Psalms 91:16. And I just hope you and President Obama both have a very happy birthday on August the 8th. You are somebody, and I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you so much.
Amen.
I wish I was there to put 88 $1 bills in your hand. That's my heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I think that's everybody. Unless I missed anybody here. Hallelujah. If I missed you and you got my number, text me real quick. Amen. And I'll make sure that you get on. Minister Damien texted me, and he had a scripture, and he couldn't be on, but he texted something. He said, hallelujah, thank God for Pastor Mom. Here is a scripture I'm sending for her. I may not be calling in, but wanted to have this spoken over her. Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commandments. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Praise God. That's a good thing to speak over you.
Yes, thank you.
Amen, amen. So, Ms. Crawford said, there's so many scriptures in the Bible, you could just just go and start speaking a lot over Pastor Mom. So I asked the Lord, and without even quite knowing what the scripture was, he told me Jeremiah 33:3. And when I went to that scripture, this is what I heard to speak over Pastor Mom. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So I think that's everybody who was on the line today. And then we'll just let's hear from Pastor Mom.
Oh, I just thank everybody for just praying over me and giving me the scriptures. And I thank the Lord for each one that spoke over the Lord for me. I thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. You look like you all alert and perky and everything now that everybody has spoken over you.
And I see the lady said she's going to come by the house. I missed her. She ain't come by the house for a long time.
Oh, Minister Elaine.
And Minister Elaine.
Yeah, I know you miss your children coming over and everything. So mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done today. We're not going to even stay much longer. Hallelujah. Oh, we're just going to tell you some things that are going on. Praise God. We'll tell you some things that are going on Get 'Em Radio. First of all, like I said, Pastor Mom is having a virtual birthday party on this Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the information for it, if you don't do Facebook and you want that link, contact me and I'll send you the link to be able to get into it. Otherwise, you can look on Facebook. You can look on Facebook and it has a link on it. We have Pastor Price set up an event, put a beautiful flyer up there for it and everything. Also, like I said, if you want to send Pastor Mom anything, just from the church or through the church, you can send it $ESLCCC, or you could send it through, we have another one, what is that called? Google Pay. Google Pay, you can send it WillieBMcCoy88@gmail.com. So that's WillieBMcCoy88@gmail.com. And that's on Google Pay. Hallelujah. But if you send it ESLCCC on Cash App, the $ESLCCC, and make a note and say this is for Pastor Mom, then we'll, you know, make sure that she gets that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to let you know what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Tomorrow is our Bible study every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. And, I mean, what a wonderful Bible study it is. And she is starting a series called Oh Well. Amen. So I know it's going to be a good series. I'm looking forward to it myself. On Tuesday, we're going to be praying in tongues. We pray in tongues. It's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We pray in tongues for 1 hour, and people are assigned a 15-minute increments of praying in tongues, and we go from one right to the next for 1 hour, and then we have interpretation of tongues where the Lord tells us some things. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we have been getting really hearing the same things and not even corroborating or collaborating with each other, and we've been hearing from the Lord. And from what I hear the Lord say to me, this is only the beginning. Right now we're listening, and there's going to be more as we are steadfast with what he has us doing. And he had me to just even think about the day of Pentecost. They had to wait for 120 days, you know, before the Lord really poured out on them. So we're looking for whatever he wants to pour out on us as we pray in tongues for that hour every Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, which is the 12th of August, we're going to have prophetic healing. And what the Lord has said to us with that is what the Lord reveals, he heals. So he reveals to us the ailments that will be healed, and people call in and get healed. And we've had quite a few healings even this year already. Hallelujah. So call in, and all of, I'm saying, well, it's the same number that you called today, area code 516-418-5699. So the whole Get 'Em Radio family broadcast, you dial the same number. Then on Thursday, praise God, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday, which is the 12th, so mark it on your calendar, August the 12th, that's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark that down. You don't want to miss that. Get people to call in so that they can get healed for real. Amen. And then starting on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, we're going to be talking about buying houses. Hallelujah. First-time home buyers. And I did not even know that a first-time home buyer is just a person who hasn't bought a house in 3 years. Hallelujah. And so you may be a first-time home buyer, and we're just hearing by the presence of the Lord that this is a good time to get a house. And the interest rate for houses have gone under 3% for the first time in a very, very long time. So you'll get more house. So we have a Christian real estate agent who's going to be with us the entire month, every Thursday in this month. And we're looking forward to hearing from her. So the first week is going to be her testimony. Weeks 2 and 3, she's going to do a first-time home buyer workshop for us. And then week 4, she's going to come back and preach the word. Glory to God. So we're really looking forward to that. And next Sunday, we will be back here with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we look forward to having you be here with us. Praise God. Praise God. So that's all that we have for today. Thank you all so much for participating so well. Amen. Everybody had an opportunity to say something. And we just bless God. Pastor Mom, you have any other closing remarks and closing prayer for us?
Yes, I love everybody that spoke for me, and I just love all of you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, you can close us out in prayer. The Lord?
The Lord, all right, we got it in my mind. Lord, we thank you for everybody, and we give you all glory to you. In Jesus' name, we praise you and give you a good, happy, have a good day and a good night, everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry, I'm just hearing a little something. Pastor Price, is there something that you wanted to say? We're a little early, and I've just heard maybe you have something that you wanted to say. Closing? Okay, maybe not. Are you on mute? Okay. All right, then we're going to go ahead and close out. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.